Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The U.S. has one of the best healthcare systems on the planet, but as we all know, it's not without some major downsides. And we're going to hear about two of them in this part of the program. In a moment, the surprisingly high rate of infant mortality here in the U.S. We begin, though, by looking at the high cost of drugs and why that's an American problem that may soon be exported around the globe. Turns out there's a provision in the recently negotiated Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, that could have that effect. Tim Fernholz has written about this for Quartz.
When a health agency like the FDA here in the U.S. approves a medicine to be sold in its country, it does so on the basis of big clinical tests, and those cost a ton of money and take a long time to do. So if I'm a big pharmaceutical company and I, you know, patent and then get approval on my drug, Timoseptin, you know, I don't want anyone else to be able to use that test trial to approve their drug. What the TPP does is it makes it impossible for a generic drug company to get approval of their drug based on the main company's tests. And that makes it a lot more costly for them to bring a generic drug to market and effectively extends the monopoly that the original pharmaceutical company has. Without competition from a generic provider, and this is ultimately what people are worried about, the prices are going to be higher for everyday drugs.
And is there an assumption that generics would come from developing countries?
It's not just an assumption. It's a reality. Right now, developing countries lead the world in manufacturing generic drugs, India in particular, though it's not a party to this deal. But what the drug companies are basically afraid of and why the U.S. felt like it had a justification in negotiating this is the big drug companies are mostly in the U.S., but these big drug companies own their intellectual property, and that's where they get their money from. And they basically want to protect it and get as much money out of it as they can. And in countries that don't have the same laws as the U.S., like Australia or New Zealand or Vietnam before the TPP, their competitors with generic drugs could bring them on the market much faster because they could say, hey, my drug is the same as theirs, and you already did the big tests with all their data to make sure it's safe, so let me in. What the pharmaceutical companies, the big ones in the U.S., have said, no, everybody's got to play by the same rules and not use my data tests for 5 years, for 8 years. We wish it was 12, so I can be the only person in the market. As a result of trade deals like the Central American Free Trade Pact that inspired a lot of the language in TPP, you've seen in like a country like Chile, drug prices have gone up because of similar protections included in the deal.
So what does this mean for countries like Vietnam and Peru and Chile?
So what critics of these policies, Doctors Without Borders, basically says we're going to see drug prices for critical drugs become higher in these countries. And one, I think, good example is in Indonesia right now. Indonesia is not part of the TPP, but it has already announced that it wants to join. There was a deal approved where a German pharmaceutical company was going to partner with an Indonesian firm to make a generic version, or what you would call a biosimilar, of the drug Herceptin, which is a really popular anti-breast cancer drug right now. Mm. However, under the TPP rules, it would be much harder for them to do that in Indonesia because they would need to access the test data, and it would be exclusive if Indonesia adopts these rules. So there's an example where you could see a generic drug for breast cancer coming to market in Indonesia faster and cheaper, but if they join the TPP, it's going to be harder and it's going to be more expensive for them to bring it to market.
So is the U.S. essentially exporting high pharmaceutical prices under TPP? And how does the White House justify that?
You would certainly say it appears to be doing so. At some point, we should note that the pharmaceutical companies do make the case that it's important to protect the investments that they make, the billions of dollars they spend on researching these drugs. And there is, at a certain extent, it's important to do that, to create this incentive. But I think most neutral observers agree that they're skewed too far in the direction of the companies. What the White House is thinking with this is twofold. One is that the U.S. advantage in the global economy, just to be very ruthless about it, is intellectual property, very advanced research, what these pharmaceutical companies do. And so the U.S. views anything it can do to protect its big national companies as a good thing. The second issue is that as part of passing the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, the Obama administration made a deal with the pharmaceutical companies to set that 12-year level of data protection for biologic drugs. Now, you can tell they regret that because every year since, they've proposed shortening it to 7, but they haven't been able to. So they sort of made a deal with the devil to get healthcare through in the U.S., but it's led to higher standard in the U.S. that's now being exported around the world.
Tim Fernholz with Quartz, thank you very much for explaining this to us.
Thank you for having me.